you know, wherever I can, you know.
You, I didn't ask you. I said, what are you, this community, doing for Guyana?
Oh, we're helping people over in Georgetown, you know.
Hey, how are you helping anybody in Georgetown, sir? You are 150 miles, 300 miles by the sea. How do you help anybody in Georgetown? What do you do for people in Georgetown, sir? Tell me, please, right now, please tell me, sir. You're a fucking good liar, but you ain't got the sense to back it up. You know, you gotta have your logic to back that shit up, or you'll get caught. There's a difference between thinking on your feet and lying, yes. No man's got a good enough memory, Abraham Lincoln said, to be a successful liar. So you want to be careful about what you do. There's no necessity you tell them you got four skills. If you learn two, it'd be fine. If you learn one, it's excellent. Don't tell these wild-ass game things. You hear me, seniors? Now, don't get yourself caught in no bind like this. A lot of you youth say, yeah, we learned where we developed soap. And you know who taught it? Our seniors. So we've learned in the USA, the old people were put in the aged homes and boarding houses, and they couldn't use their crafts. But the guy over there is a senior citizen that runs that tool and die machine shop and training all these young people never could have gotten in those crafts in USA. And they teach us, the seniors have taught us how to make brick and how to process peanuts and how to make a smokehouse. See what I'm saying? Because Jack's getting up there in years. The bricks, that's what'll touch him. That's how you're also helping Guyana. Not to mention a free medical clinic. But you said we help people in Georgetown. How do you help? How do you be helping Guyana in Georgetown? You have a cache of arms there, eh?
Pardon me?
You have a cache of arms there?
I didn't understand.
You have a cache of arms there?
Oh, no, I don't.
You're here. I'm talking about Georgetown.
No.
How do you know there's no guns in Georgetown?
I mean, that's what they say. You know, I just go. Yeah.
That's what they say. Brother, I'm telling you, what's his work? What's your work record? What's your work record? You supervise with children? Good with children? Good worker? He's fallen asleep too much in rallies, it seems to me, are not heard. You'll never say they say. Didn't you go through Georgetown? You'd be the only fucker, didn't. All of us parked our ass there in Georgetown, ate on there, floor, slept on the floor or someplace. Anybody ever got here and didn't go to Georgetown? Huh? Don't say said I've slept on the floor. No, you don't need to. Let's say we take care of people that we send in here from our free clinic. And get them the medical services of surgeons, if the surgery's too, the surgeon wants a consultation. And we send them in, we give them housing free while they're in there, we send them free on our boat. You understand what I'm saying? Done it for hundreds of people. I'd like to get, tell me about your boats now. Will you tell me something about your boats, sir? I want to hear about your boats, your crafts, your ships. And I want to find out about your boats and crafts and ships, because I know there's some arms in there. Will you tell me about your boats and crafts and ships?
Boats, crafts, and ships. I don't know anything about the boats, crafts, and ships, sir.
You don't?
No, I don't, sir.
You should have heard the fucking word I throwed by you. I throwed arms by you again. But you do know something about boats. If you don't know we got a boat, you're going to be foolish. That's how you came, you remember?
Yes.
You came down the river, down to Port Car. You listen, folk, I'm going to tell you, we're going to have to all get the shit together. So we got a boat, and then we lease a great big freighter. You hear what I'm saying? No? Okay, oh, yeah, she wants to piss. I thought the lawyer said no. We lease a great big freighter. What's the name of the big freighter?
The Albatross.
Albatross. What's the name of the little boat?
Kojo.
I wouldn't. Kojo. Marshland. I don't know. No, knock that. Knock that. I'd say Kojo, but don't say it right. Kojo. Kojo. Where'd you get the name of those ships?
The town.
You won't know it. We took the names of the ships when we bought them. They asked you, if somebody wants to make hay over Kudjo, why would they want to make hay over Kudjo? He was a liberator in Haiti, but worse than that, they brought some of them home in the Simbanese Liberation Army. Who was named Kudjo? You remember?
No, I don't.
No, you're right. Cudjoe, I've got my damn history mixed up here. Cudjoe, you got you. It was a Cudjoe. It was a Cudjoe, wasn't it? I think it was. Well, who is Cudjoe? Now, damn it, it has some. Cudjoe was a slave emancipator. He worked with Cuffy. Do you understand that? So we named the boat after him. I'd say we named Cudjoe after him then. Hmm? But there's some place they use Cudjoe for something else, I'm telling you. SLA, that's the same. I knew it. Because at the time I said, I remember my memory. I said, don't. It had something to do with the Seminese Liberation Army because I thought, tell those folk over there if any news been asked in Jonestown to be very, very careful with that word. Hmm? Cudjoe, there's a guy named Cudjoe. But they also had it had some revolutionary connection in Cuba. Somebody used it in Cuba. Better find out what it is. But this is beautiful. Cudjoe, it was a great emancipator. Well, the first one to fight the white plantation owners here. Do you understand? And to free the blacks. He joined Cuffy, but he was even before Cuffy. He joined Cuffy's movement. All right. The Albatross, we got the name of that big freighter. We don't own it anyway. We wouldn't have any chance to change it. We lease it. You understand? When you lease something, you're renting it. How many understand that? Okay. I think you need a couple of extra hours of class. When we get it convenient, we'll tell you folk we need it. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thanks. All you have to do is say thanks now. All right, dear. Tell me a little bit about your school.
Well, we have one of the best schools in Guyana. Our children learn...
I wouldn't say that. We have a very good school. I wouldn't say one of the best in Guyana. I wouldn't say... He opens up a ball game. So we have a very good school. Leave that to us to talk about. Hmm?
Yes, Jim.
Because they'll ask you, how do you know? What makes it the best school in Guyana? Will you tell me? One of the best schools. Why do you know? How do you know it's one of the best schools in Guyana? You don't know, do you? So will you people quit saying things if they can get you the second question round and show you that you're a liar? You don't know. We are indeed. And have been proclaimed so. By various people, but I don't think we want to brag about our being the best or one of the few best schools in Guyana. I don't think we want to do that. Yeah, some of them are Guyanese, yes. All friendly, supposedly. But I'm telling you, you can be sure that some of them, even people who are friendly, have a reporter's manner and they'll come on tough. Hmm? They're all friends. That's a reporter's certain modus operandi. What do you learn in school?
Well, I learn English and math, and I have I could go through kind of trades that we do in school, and I learn.
Yes.
Well, one of the things that
you better say you learn math. You learn math languages are the basics. I'd say the basics are geography, mathematics, science, history. Guyanese history. We learn about our own Guyanese history as well as our former history at times, but we put more emphasis upon Guyanese history. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But that's dangerous. Tell me something about Guyanese history.
Well, during the Burbee Slave Rebellion.
What's this? What did you say, madam? I didn't hear you.
During the Burbee Slave Rebellion, it was Cuffy. Wait.
Don't say Cuffy, wait, now. You just pause. Don't you say wait. You can wait in your own mind. It was Cuffy that what? What did Cuffy do in the Burmese slave? It's not my niche. Somebody give him three or four good things about Guyanese history right fast in front of a microphone. Who's a national hero, Guyana?
Cuffy.
Cuffy? When did the Burmese slave rebellion take place?
When? say when or where?
When? Well, she told you where. Berbice. Where's Berbice? Oh, my Jesus Christ, have mercy. You folks look at that Guyanese map at all? This is a damn shame now that those Guyanese are going to ask you questions about things like that. Everybody, every child has to go up there and look at that map tonight. You can find Berbice, the Demerara River. You should know that. How many square miles? You could come back and look well. Say, well, we have 83,000 square miles in Guyana, a population of 700,000. Makes a beautiful place to live for people because there's plenty of soil that you can develop for the people of Guyana and also help the rest of the world that needs food. You hear what I just said? What did I just say?
You said we have 83,000 square miles.
Guyana has 83,000 square miles. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead now.
We have 83,000 square miles in Guyana, and where people can have good medical care and food, and we'll produce to eat.
Do you have milk here?
Yes.
You do? Where? How do you get your milk?
We have cows at what we call the piggery of cows.
No, I wouldn't call it piggery. I'd call it livestock division. Piggery. Don't call it a piggery. That's a damn crazy ass word to whoever started in the first place. Don't call it a piggery. Call it the livestock division. Livestock department. Livestock's cattle, pigs, and chickens. You know, everything. I'd rather hear chickenry than piggery because it has a bad association, I guess. Maybe that's my own subjective feeling. Okay. Ask another question in history so they'll have something on this tape. What year was it? You didn't ask. What is the year of the Berbice uprising? What was it, Sarah? 1763. When did Cuffy die? 1763? How did he kill himself? How did he die? I just told you. He committed suicide rather than being taken back as a slave. Understand what I'm saying? They love him. Boy, when Marthia hit that word tonight, everybody perked up. You got to have some of those words in your language. They perked up. She went off first with Cuffy. That's the way it's got to be. Always something Guyanese. All right, I guess I have covered about as much territory. Can you tell me what this community is doing for Guyana?
Well, for one thing, we're kind of a test center for stuff, little small stuff that Guyana wants to try, like we tried... the beans,
beans. What kind of beans you tried that the guy doesn't know something about?
We were trying wing beans and boar beans, different kinds of beans.
They've been doing that for years.
Cuban black beans.
Cuban black beans they haven't. Wing beans are new, so we're experimenting in various grades of peanuts, but be careful. Charcoal farming, to make charcoal, that's good. Charcoal, we're going to do make our own charcoal so we can help Guyana. How many tons of charcoal does Guyana need for its sales in Norway? Oh shit, 20,000 tons. 20,000 tons. You hear?
Yes, sir.
When you're asked a question, don't look like you've lost your best friend either. Just keep smiling. You're too image conscious. You bother me. You're too image conscious. You should be friendly and worry about that. That'll pass for a lot of ignorance. Do you understand? People let that get by in this world. Compliment them. We love Guyana. We love being here. This is something complimentary. It'll pass all. You can cover a lot of your own ignorance that way. Here? Have you studied the metric system in math yet?
We're just beginning that in our schools.
I see. Let's see. Whose idea was it that the metric system be adopted here?
As far as I know, it was the government's idea.
That's don't say as far as you know. It was the government's idea. The government's going to metric system. Right. Okay. You made it through by getting through that question. Now tell me, sir. You set up to ask a question? Well, I'm sorry that the good gentleman came up to ask a question. He's going to be, I'm going to ask him. What about courtship patterns here? How do they handle romance and love and that sort of thing?
Well, I don't know if you really say it's handled in such an extent. If someone feels that they like somebody, they just talk to one another and they, you know, have I don't know if you, it's nothing that they just jump into, but they take their time and do it in a proper fashion.
A proper fashion? What is a proper fashion?
Well, I would say look out now. Well, I would say,
what do you do if you have premarital sex and somebody born out of wedlock?
Well, naturally, the couple wants to get married.
No, not naturally. I'd answer a question like that if they got that bull. I say, do you know that the Guyana's new constitution, you cannot refer to anyone, say it kind, as whether they were born out of wedlock or not? Whoever asked that question would be way out. Because it says in the Constitution you cannot refer to anyone's birth or religion or prior conditions of servitude. The USA hasn't got that far along. So you don't have to, be married. So that depends on the individual. But we don't shun them or make them feel dirty or anything like that. But say, I don't recall anyone being born out of wedlock. So we have, we do encourage people to be loyal to the nuclear family. We encourage that in our town forums. Do you have any religious services?
Oh, no, we don't. No, we don't.
What, have you got anybody religious here?
Yeah, there are some religious and some atheist people.
Oh, well, what do the religious people do?
Well, they have, I guess you say, their own little religious ceremonies. They do them at their own individual homes.
That's all right. They do their own religion, they do it in their homes. Okay. Don't you ever sing any songs for those people that are religious? Do you have any songs for them? They're part of your community. Do you have any songs that you sing that are religious at all?
Well, we sing, once in a while we sing community songs. I mean, songs like when we work, when we do different projects.
That's good. But you could say, yes, we all, everybody loves, even atheists loves the old spirituals that came from the toil and sweat of our past. You did not answer that. I'm throwing a lot of things that you have never said. Okay. In other words, you don't have any rules about membership. Is that right?
No, it's just, we're just a big community here.
Well, how do you get in this community if you want to join it?
How do you get in it? Well, there are no set rules that you just can't walk in, but if people would like our lifestyle, then, our doors are open.
Well, how do you go about applying?
Well, there's no formal...
Oh, there'd have to be. Say, I'd make application through our headquarters in Georgetown, and then we take people in line as we can build. Right now, the government wants us to work on self-sufficiency, and we don't want to stop our free medical clinic, and if we took any more residents, we have several Guyanese residents, but if we took any more, we wouldn't be able to give everyone free medical services, and up to this point, we've been able to give everyone that comes through. Sometimes that's a few hundred every week. You hear what I'm saying? Y'all hear that? Now you're going to have to get your ass in there and listen to this tape, I'm telling you. Because a lot of these people thought they had it, and when they get up here, they don't have it. But you can smile and be friendly and not... You won't be getting hit that heavy, I doubt. But anyway, you better be prepared, right? What's your feeling on Guyanese politics?
My feeling on Guyanese politics? Well, I feel that they're doing what the best they can for their people.
Well, there's two major political parties, the PPP and the PNC. Are you supporters of the government?
Yes, we're supporters of the government. Yes, we are, the People's National Congress.
Yes. Oh, you actively support?
No, I mean, we don't vote in the elections like
that. Why don't you vote in the elections?
Pardon me?
Why don't you vote in any elections?
Well, we're American citizens.
Don't you want to become Guyanese?
Well, we're living here as a cooperative. We're working along with the Guyanese government. And we're helping and doing as much as we can with
our
medical
services. Why don't
you want to
give up your U.S. citizenship?
Pardon me?
Why don't you want to give up your U.S. citizenship?
Because I'm an American. I was born in America.
I'd be afraid of that. I got more socialists than that. And I would say that's left to the individual to decide. I wouldn't say I don't want to give it up. So that's a personal matter, one citizenship. And I don't know that the government has invited us to be citizens, because frankly, you can't say what the truth is. The government likes us being U.S. citizens because it discourages Venezuela from fucking with them. No, I wouldn't know, because we're in Guyana, and we goddamn well better look like we're Guyanese residents. That's the only way I won that young socialist movement leader. If he was hung to that point, I said, we'll be citizens. He said, why? Of course, you can't be as frank as I can. So you can avoid some of these questions. Say, I'm Guyanese, but I don't have anything against USA, but I'm Guyanese. But citizenship here takes a longer period of time. It takes 5 years. Say, I've not been here 5 years, and I certainly love it here. I wouldn't say what you're going to do one way or the other. I love it here. Because you can't tell them the one thing that's a secret between us and the government. You know what I'm saying? Don't say we are not Guyanese, because U.S. citizens on the border of Guyana will cause Venezuela not to want to do anything with this territory. And we are populating it because a certain number of people had to be populated by a certain time, or there would be a territorial dispute. Don't get into that. All right, you understand? I think that's the major things. Shift, please.
I have a...
Get out of the question. Go ahead.
Yes, for those of us that are staying in apartment one, that have young people that we're supervising, would that be a possible question that may be asked to us? Is four adults and ten young brothers that in one side apartment, as well as Pat Grunet has some other children on the other side, and I think Penny has a group on her side. Well, there's not going to be any individual house tours through the building that we'd have to do explaining, is there?
I don't think we will. We say we don't go to people's houses, but I think some cottages will have to. Six. How many people stay in the apartment complex? I don't know, rightfully. We don't, I don't know exactly. Numbers could be checked with the community. There's a community record system, but I don't know who lives in all apartments. I know most people, but I've never counted them by head. Like you count, you know, I just don't think in that way. I'd avoid it if I possibly could. Don't volunteer.
Jim, could I suggest that cottages that are not assigned for display should keep their windows and doors closed during the time that the guests are here?
If your cottage has not been picked out for display, you close your windows and doors. You hear what I'm saying? And your loft ones.
Right.
All of them. Huh?
The tour guide should know which houses are going to be visited.
You just shut your door, and everyone lets the door is told not to. So we can say, here's something open, here's one that's open. And if yours is open and it's not supposed to be, all hail the power. Be seated. Which cottages are the display cottages? Hey, which cottages are the display cottages? Which cottages are the display?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
1, 7, 15, 44, 31. Is there only 5? Okay, let's go over again. 39, 31, 44, 1, 7, and 15. You all hear that? Do you hear your cottage? Every other door is to be shut. Every other window. Here? You got me? All that means all the time you're out or in. You get what I'm saying? Not that long, several days. That's okay. Now, they asked about being socialist or communist. Never say you're communist, of course. Socialist is not going to be that bad. I believe in cooperative living, community sharing. You understand what I'm saying? No sermons at all. They ask you have long sermons. You don't have any sermons at all. There are PA systems only in the central community in the first place. It's used to call people, usually for medical needs. Call some emergency medical person. You understand what I'm saying? We want to keep it from calling everybody in the world. Vaudeville acts, we want to have that. You got to have the music together tomorrow. Well, how do you get your news here? Voice of America, BBC, Netherlands, and Canada, GBS. We get GBS when we can. We say we try to get GBS, can't always get it, but we try. Healing, yes, but we have exceptional medical department. We don't rely on healing as a cure-all, a panacea. Who is Jim to you? He's my friend. Best friend I have ever had. Do you believe he's God? You should say, what are you talking about? Jesus or Mao? That's what you said, I believe that's Mao. Now, you know, Debbie knew, I never, no more in my life ever did I say I was Mao Tse Tung. You ever hear any such shit as that? She knows she's a liar. She picks the word, I guess, that will cause the most. Of course, all the lies they see before, they try to, they're getting their web built, though. They're going to hurt themselves. Don't you worry. You eat meat, of course. Chicken, pork, fish, all kinds of fish caches. And we've got rabbits we're growing. And then we get wild meat occasionally. Beef, too, cattle. You live with your families? Of course you live with your families. Does anyone tell you who to marry? No. We don't require that. We don't involve people. People meet people. They decide on marriage. We do discourage having relationships out of marriage because it hurts the morale of the community. You understand? That's called extramarital affairs. You understand that? Some of you won't be able to say the word, so don't worry about it. Try it, though. Extramarital affairs. And we encourage children not to take chances unless they're prepared for marriage because it can lead to children. Will you give birth control? Would you give birth prevention to people who are not married? That'd be our next question, all right. What should we say? And that's between them and their medical doctor. That's a very good. That's between them and the doctor. Ask the doctor. I don't know anything about that. That's a very good thing. That's what they do in any other place. So that's confidential information between the doctor and the person. Ask them. I know Mr. and Mrs. Hall are have had sex out of wedlock all my life, but then. Hold in there, moms, maybe. Hold in there. No. But we don't refer to wedlock. Anytime they get you out of wedlock, so we don't use those words. For the person's birth, it doesn't make any difference. They're a freeborn soul. They're a freeborn human being, whether they are born in marriage or outside of marriage. You copy? Now, obviously, we don't ever have people strip or go naked. And obviously, we don't beat any people. Obviously, we don't even allow fighting. All right, all right, all right. Folks, what? People who don't have doors on your cottage must keep your curtain down. It must be cleaned. And you talk about them being apartments back there and the houses are cottages. Do you understand? The homes? I don't know why they'd have to have their windows. Why don't they have their attic windows open if they want to, but be sure they're not dirty, anything sitting, hanging out from that's dirty, right?
Well, you can do it at night, they can close in the daytime.
You can see the mattresses? Well, I'd say that some people want a little room to themselves, and they build a cottage. I wouldn't lie like that. And I'd say some people built little cottage, they like a little, they're nice, they're just it's a nice sleeping area. And they have lights and bed lights. I don't have anything wrong with that. Well, say, some people don't use them for sleeping. Some people use them for storage. You get what I'm saying?
All right. Workers shouldn't wear their night clothes in the middle of the day when they get up to go to the restroom or something.
What's that?
The night workers who are asleep during the day and they have to get up to go out could just accidentally wander out when the toilet's coming by. They should get dressed if they have to go out.
Oh, yes, they should get dressed if you go to the bathroom. If you're a night worker and coming out by day. Here? I don't want to see no heavy lady in polka dots.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? One sister's done so well as I can't even find her anymore. She's gotten so light. But we've got to watch plain colors if you're heavy. Hear what I'm saying? If you're heavy. You hear what I'm saying? No wild-ass colors. No, don't let me see a child with a yellow sock and a red sock. No sense in that. Better to put no sock on them inside the shoe than do that. That day, during those days.
Another thing, Dad, these children, their supervisor's going to have to check them. I'm talking about house parents, that they don't have raggedy shoes on.
Unless I have raggedy shoes and no raggedy hair. Anybody lets that reflect badly on us, it'd be difficult here. All hair of children need to be cut should be trimmed up nicely, and we're going to have to get that done tomorrow. Someone dies, what do? You call the officials, that's what you do, and carry out the wishes of the person that dies. If they want to be sent back to the U.S., we do that. If they want to be buried here, we bury them here. But we go through Guyana, the government, they have laws about that. You don't vote in Guyanese elections because we're not citizens. Well, can't be a citizen before 5 years, although we can if they want to make it so. But we don't push that anyway. I'm not so sure there aren't two advantages from that. Hmm? Okay, not crowded. Are you crowded? Oh, Lord, no. And then we have other homes in secluded areas. We have other homes. We've got other places of residence out further. I'd say other places of residence. There are some live out far. There's that one place you ought to cut the weeds on, that former place down there. We call it, goddamn, I can't. What? I know Cathedral, but that ain't nobody going to remember that. They'll never remember it. I'd call, huh?
Falls?
Down by the park. Say, down by the little park we have, yeah. And what you ought to do is cut that area out and get that weeds cut out of there and maybe act like you're doing a little building on that foundation, worst case of worst. Hmm? Just look like there's a little work being done around it. And that could cover us if we had to. That's really tight. They're not going to go to every little damn nook and cranny. Say something. Build a place out and further on out. They like privacy. Can I see it? Ask them. And send them to Tom Kice. I don't want to see nobody. I'm sure you'll comply, won't you, Tom?
Right.
So that's one thing you're going to have one day when we get settled. Yeah, if they do fly over it several times. But I think there's some of those buildings over there and the livestock can confuse them. There isn't a part. See, there's a person who has a house, and I'd make that place down there with the livestock area very colorful. Little apartment instead of like the drab thing it is. Nice little house there. See, some people live out close to livestock, and there's some, I think, live on over this way. And there's another one building down in here. The other's building, down, a couple things, being houses being built down here.
Compost kid got a metal roof on. That's way out there in the field.
Yeah, I'd say that. Say someone live out there, and okay, got me? Be sure, administrators, we get that straightened up tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
An apartment in the livestock. What?
Camp number 2 has.
Not camp number 2. Fuck these camp number 2s. Site number 2. Site 1. Site 2. But don't call it camp. You understand? Site? There's a project site out 1, and there's a project site 2. Okay, let's shift, please. Get the people here where they're supposed to be going. Wayne McCall has worked so steadily improved the... Well, I'll give him off then, in spite of the longest time. James Ford, fifth time, 10th day. Pastel pancakes from Senior. No, that's not... I can't... Good, keep up the good work, but I can't do anything about that. Good work, though, good attitude, and that's good. A little early. Okay. What? Any major things we need to discuss about agriculture? Oh, well, do you know how to talk? We have peanuts, cassavas, edos, pineapple. We have lime trees, right? We have oranges. They're not going to come in for a while because it takes what? 3 years? Local fruits take 5 years. We got rare, tasty bananas we have every day. Hear what I'm saying? Cayenne bananas and fig bananas. Apple banana?
Big banana.
You say apple banana?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Cayenne, yes. Tasty. We have plantain. They make such good French fries. You know what I'm saying? I hope they can get plantains and the French fries for you sometime. Have you eaten them yet?
Yes.
That's good. I didn't get any. Why the hell? I said whenever they have plantain, please give them to me. Bless your lovely hearts. They're delicious. Boatload off crew. Offloading, David George, Wes Breidenbeck. Tim Swift.
You hold to Jim's unchanging hand. We'll build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to Jim's unchanging hand.
Let's lift it up. You used to get turned on by Jesus. Why can't Jim do just as